वेलकम टू एवरीवन। सो प्लीज फील वेलकम्ड फॉर रिफ्लेक्शंस, यू नो, इफ यू हैव। कैवल्य, कैवल्य, या के ए आई वी ए एल वाई ए, या कैवल्य,
या
Slides are, you know, like, you know, like, you know, active site, slightly active, you know.
Yeah. But then, so if we continue with the, because then like computers ready to come in back to whatever's happening.
Yeah.
The computer is ready to come in back when it's necessary.
Yeah, when it's necessary. Yeah, yeah.
But at this deeper level, is it then more like if the computer has gone into like that, called in English, like the resting modus.
Yeah.
Like the screen goes blank.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the light goes off.
Yeah, yeah. It's like more, resting. More, yeah.
Would that be like,
Kevalium,
yeah. Continue the analogy.
Yeah, yeah.
Be roughly correct.
Yeah. That is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Is Kevalium the same or different than Nirvikalpa?
Nirvikalpa. So I know, like, because Nirvikalpa, Nirvikalpa Samadhi is like still process, like, you know, kind of like we start from, you know, like in Patanjali's way, you know, yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, yeah, dharana, dhyan, and samadhi. And samadhi is like, you know, Nirvikalpa is the kind of like end of samadhi, you know, so it's still process. And Kaivalyam is like, you know, when it's processed, kind of. It's sahaja. Yeah, it's deep, like Nirvikalpa means still kind of, you know, the, in the process, kind of, you know, like, you know, it's still as good as that, but it's still, there is some momentum, you know, to be, like, you start your way, and then, you know, it's kind of, almost processed, you know, but, you know, still momentum of practice is on.
So where would Nirvikalpa Samadhi be in relation to D? Would it be a little above it or below it?
Like with the
or
D?
The same?
Yeah, you know, like same, we can say.
Okay.
Yeah, like D. Any more reflections? Otherwise we will be caught by Vasishtha, you know, like, you know, in life it's kind of like many times we meet friends, you know, who are poet, you know. And many times you feel you are caught to listen their poetry, you know. So, kind of, you know, I am giving you one more chance not to be caught by Yes, please.
You know when you said welcome to everybody?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, every day they are, yeah, yeah.
It just pops up in the head today that they might be so.
You know, yeah, certainly. So, you will manage to listen poetry, or kind of, even if you don't want. Okay. Bleach.
Just like in thinking about children and where they were before they came onto this imprisoned plane, how they choose their parents.
Yeah.
And if they expect anything from their parents in their choosing.
Yeah, you know, certainly kind of, you know, it's like a you know, there is kind of like a realm of maybe, we can say a realm of mind, where it's not like choosing, you know, kind of like in choosing, like when we choose, we have different options, you know, to see, you know, I should choose this, kind of. There are few options, and then we choose. So not that way. But somehow, kind of, you know, like on the floor, if you say pour little water and let it dry, water dry, and pour water again. So water will flow in the kind of dried lines, you know. You know, there is nothing, but somehow really it flows that way. So like some way of that, you know, like it's not like really choice, but somehow like without recognizing the choice, you know, in that way, kind of, like they really, you know, choose parents, and certainly, like they will have some, you know, from their past, some things which they will really like to be helped by their parents. So, you know, as parents, you know, if we are aware enough to kind of to listen to them, at least, you know, many times maybe situations are not pro that we can give to them. So at least we can say, you know, like, I really love you, you know, I really see what you want from me, but, you know, I'm not in a situation. So, you know, they will be happy to change, but not really kind of push them in our way, you know. I think, you know, that will be very, very helpful. So, you want to listen like poetry? Was it okay? Like Vasishtha is also like special, you know, kind of. Last time, like Ram was saying that since you asked me, you know, since, and like he was saying, ko langhayat sadbacha, like who will have eligibility to say no to you, kind of, no? Like when like when something is asked in like very, very loving, appropriate way, it is difficult to kind of like to say no. You know, this is what Ram is saying, you know, like certainly I will speak, and because the question is asked in such a appropriate way, you know, like that I cannot I cannot do anything other than what you are asking. And yeah, so I think last time Vasishtha was kind of like going to speak, you know, I turned the page and, you know, so like now Vasishtha is speaking. He's saying, Jara Maran Ma Panch Jananam Sampadas Tatha Avirbhav Tirobhav Vairdhi Vardhante Punah Punah. So Vasishtha speaking to Ram, saying that generally like if we if like remembrance is not there, you know, if we like if we don't recognize what we have done today, then generally life keeps on repeating, you know, like generally like we like we have a cycle. And we really keep on going around, you know, all the time, coming back and then again, like so. He's saying, Ram, generally, if we don't have remembrance, then life is like a cycle, you know, like we go through, come back again, and like we have we will have, you know, like certain kind of reaction to situation, and those certain kind of reactions will bring certain kind of situation, and then from there, you know, certain kind of way, and then again, you know, like really, you know, like just to say, you know, I got angry, you know, and then after a while, you know, I said, please, brother, forgive me, you know, kind of, and then accepted me, forgiven, you know, like, and then again forgot that, you know, there is a anger trigger in me, so again situation come and again I will get angry, you know, and then again, dear brother, forgive me, kind of, you know, like this. So he's saying, like, you know, in life, if we are not, if we don't have enough remembrance, we keep on repeating, like there is a cycle of life and we keep on living that, and again and again same kind of feelings come, and then like we get rid of them, you know, with another kind of feeling, and then like slowly we climb up, and then again, like a cycle. So he's saying to Ram, you know, if we don't have enough remembrance, then life goes that way, like a cycle, you know. There is like a, you know, other, like you don't know, but other people know about you, that, you know, now you will say this. Like generally, like among friends, we know, okay, you know, now this friend got angry, now he will say, dear friend, forgive me. And then, you know, something else, and then maybe say, let's go for coffee. Then also coffee, and then maybe next day again same thing, kind of, you know. Like we know about others, but not about ourselves. So he's saying, like, unless we know about ourselves, we keep on doing same things, you know. Life is like that. Bhogais terev tukchair vayam mi kil pasidardartam nita vatairiv giri druma. And like when slowly we get to know, like we get to know ourselves, you know, like generally, like we have this way of knowing, you know, it's, I really want to know about everyone other than me, you know, kind of like this is how I go, you know, I always wake up and then want to know about whole world except about me, you know, this is like general tendency I have. So he's saying, like, as long as that tendency exists, because I don't look back, you know, I really don't want to know about me, somewhere I believe that, you know, I am good enough, kind of. And I really don't need to know about me. And I think the most need is to know about me, kind of, you know. Like, I know about everyone except me. So saying, as long as we have this tendency, really kind of, it's very difficult to shake me, you know, like I I will be so firm, kind of, you know, like, because I really don't look in me, you know. So I'm so firm that I'm good without really knowing. So saying that even, like, somehow even mountains will not be able to move me, kind of, you know, like even if somebody really want to shake me, kind of, will be almost impossible as long as is not wish from me to see me, kind of, like, as long as I really don't want to look at me. He's saying, like, it will be as difficult as, like, even if mountain wants, kind of, like, with full power to move me, will not be able to move me because I don't want. So saying, like, first thing, Ram, it will be good to know that you have to look this tendency of knowing about everything and turn it inward, you know, and then something can be done. Otherwise, you know, the same cycle, you know, kind of getting angry, you know, saying sorry, going for coffee, again, kind of, you know, like same kind of cycle. So saying, if you really want this cycle to change, some point you have to turn tendency to look outward, to look inward, into looking inward. And then he's saying something can be done. Then it's possible to kind of somehow, you know, maybe anger comes and you are capable to not express, like, because once you look inward, you know that, you know, I really do this, and still maybe not enough power to stop you from getting angry, but at least you can stop you from acting upon. And slowly, maybe a day comes that, you know, you manage not to get angry. So saying, like, Ram, then there is a possibility that, like, one can do something, like, once, but you really have to turn backwards, you know, like, towards you. Achetana iva jana pavanam prana nam bhi dhananta satsdhita birth tatha kich kavenava. And, like, if you really look, it's saying, like, people live as if they don't have consciousness, you know, like, people live like an unconscious life and really vitality flows kind of like air, you know, like, really without notice, and they keep on acting unconsciously, and be- because they really don't want to look back. So saying like, all efforts made by people who want to kind of, you know, help you really goes in vain, as if you want to clean mud from mud, you know, kind of like as long as somebody is not ready to listen, like all effort really goes in vain, as if you want to clean mud from mud, you know, like all effort will be in vain. So saying from first thing really is if somebody has wish to listen, you know, has wish to turn in, then help can be provided. Samyatid katham dukkhamiti tapto asmi chintaya jarat dum ivo grain kotarasthen vahina. And certainly like if you put, you know, he's saying if you measure their fever, you know, like people, like he's saying like of course people are unhappy, you know, the way they are living. If you, you know, he's like example, like he's exactly saying like if you really have a thermometer, you know, like if somebody can see, will know that feveriness is going on in within them, you know, kind of like generally when I am out of my room, you know, I have a fake smile, you know, kind of generally kind of like just to like when somebody asks me, how are you? I like immediately say, I am good, you know, kind of without really checking. So saying if you have a like tapto means like if you have a way to measure fever, you know, fever of unhappiness, he's saying like certainly everyone will have fever, you know, fever of not being at ease, you know, not being really not feeling well. And kind of like somewhere really wishing to be at ease, you know, also that, like, it's not that we don't want, you know, like, that fever goes. So saying, like, somewhere also we want, but we really keep on repeating, you know, ourselves. We think that by smiling, you know, by making fake statements, I will manage. And so, like, he's saying, like, chintaya also. People have worried about life, and what they have to do, they really have to first turn towards in and really like the word he's using, like quarter. Quarter means like in trees, you know, like when birds make like a hole to live. So you know, he's saying like, what you really have to do, you really have to find a hole within you and be there, you know, like without kind of to really take air off from this tendency of going out. Like first thing, Ram, you have to really start managing being within. Otherwise, this tendency to go out is so strong that will take over. So the first thing, you really have to learn how to be within and just without thinking anything else, you know, like kind of like he's advising really to kill your time, you know, because of course, like when you are within, you know, mind will come and say, you know, for what? Because of course, you know, nothing is happening there, you know, like kind of, you know, no happiness, nothing, you know, like it's really seems like waste of time. But he's saying that you really have to waste that time to pull the air off from the tendency of going out. And he's saying like once you have done that, you know, this will be very easy to really check yourself, really to come back and check yourself. So first thing he's saying really you have to be ready to kill your time, you know, like really, and certainly later that is going to be helpful. Sansar, dukh, paashan, kirandr, hridayopi aham, nij lokam, lokabhyam dev, galdvashp na rodimi. And the having not known oneself, having not known yourself, is really like is really painful, and as long as you haven't found a, like, randr means, you know, like, when you know, in the roof there is a hole and, like, a small hole, very, very small, by the ants and light come in.
Skylight.
Eh? The skylight, you know, like, but, like, very, very small hole, you know, randra means, so he's saying like, you know, Ram, really you have to find a hole to reach your heart in order to get rid of this feeling of like, you know, feeling of suffering you have. And certainly, nij lok, you really have to look in your own, like inside you, and like he's saying, like doing that means like looking inside. Certainly, the you know, the unhappiness will evaporate, like slowly, kind of. And, you know, slowly unhappiness will finish. Narodipi, like he's saying, if you keep on crying, you know, if you keep on, nothing will happen, you know. From crying, nothing happens. If you really want to get rid of worries, unhappiness, fever, certainly you have to stay within, you know, kill some time, like kind of, you know, it will be feeling like that, that nothing coming, but keep on, and some evaporation will happen, and slowly, slowly things will change, you know, but in a very slow way, not very fast.
Would it be best for me to keep that in mind while going inside, or is it just as useful not to even think about it?
You know, because like many times it's very difficult, like if you keep that in mind, you know, the mind will be kind of like, you know, mind has this nature really to keep you here and like give those feelings, you know. So, but also like some people can manage to mind be like that and drop in. You know, the dropping in is very important. Like, you know, if it is manageable like that, otherwise, you know, just forgetting will be good, yeah. Like, you know, dropping is very important. So, either via forgetting or, you know, both ways, but like many few people can do that, you know, that let kind of mind buzz and drop in. Some people have capability. So, if you are one of them, you know, I will say yes. And if not, then, you know, just try to forget kind of. शून्य मन झुक वृद्धिस्ता शुष्करोदन नीरसा विवेक एव हृन संस्थो ममय कांतेश पश्यत. And he's saying to Ram that if you keep on like only crying, you know, keep on crying and not really doing anything, so that is not helpful because nothing will happen. And also, since you will not find a, you know, this randhra, like this hole to drop to to your heart, you know, like drop to spaciousness. So certainly no wise words will come to you. Like, you know, as long as you haven't dropped to your heart, there will be no wise words helping you. So he's saying like mam ekante supasyat. So he's saying like, I see that it will be very, very helpful to spend some time alone, kind of, you know, like he's saying like certainly to really overcome the habit of contacting outside. He's saying like it's advised to spend some time alone, you know, and trying like be in your hole, you know, within you. Bhrasam muhyam sansmritte bhava bhav maim sthitim da siddhene vasubhago dur sansar cheshtaya. And like even staying in your hole, staying within, still not think that like the tendency to reach out will not come, you know, saying like certainly many, many times, you know, that will kind of be knocking on your door, and certainly not only knocking, creating so many situations, you know, imaginary situations, you know, like what kind of, you know, I have, like when you try to be within, you know, suddenly the way for mind to catch you, you know, like you, suddenly you have enough for until 20th of this month, but for 21st you don't have, kind of, you know, so like to really come with really good reason, you know, kind of, you know, you really have to take care of for 21st, so you know, this you can do after 21st, and then this goes that, okay, you know, if you manage to come out and manage for 21st, you know, it's not enough, you know, and you will say, okay, you know, you really have to manage until 31st, and then, okay, you know, for the whole year, and then maybe for whole life, and then maybe for, you know, your children, and then grandchildren, you know, great-grandchildren, you know, and then maybe, like, maybe even you care about people, maybe even they don't come in life, you know, like, maybe great-great-grandchildren, you know, kind of like that. So he's saying, like, really, you really have to ignore, because what will come from mind, you know, that will be, like, very, very reasonable, you know. Like, you will see that this is really reasonable to take care of until 21st, you know, at least, you know, one day. And if you are caught, you know, then 22nd and then 31st and then, you know, your children and then grandchildren and then great-grandchildren and kind of, you know, like there is no end. So saying like, Ram, you really have to be careful about this tendency of mine, like coming really with good reasons and taking you away from within, and asking you to make some efforts for the goodness of life, you know. So, really, not taking that advice, you know, like he's advising that certainly you will be asked to do so. So just say, okay, you know, give me a little time, you know, let me be with me, and then I will see. मोहयन्ति मनोवृत्ति खंडयन्ति गुणावलिम दुःखजलम प्रयच्छन्ति विप्रलम्ब परा श्रिया एन वी रियली गेट अटैच टू दिस मेंटल tendencies, you know, which are very, very good, and khandayanti gunavalim, and somehow break the sequence of going within, and dukkha jalam prayachanti, and certainly somehow we water from the water of unhappiness, you know, somehow like we were going towards happiness and started watering from the water of unhappiness, you know, like the from outgoing tendencies, and vipralamb para sriya. Sriya means this ascending way of life, kind of a where we grow to divinity. So he's saying like certainly that goes against growing divinity, you know, against growing towards divinity. So certainly those are really very, very good and reasonable thoughts, but they really like they are available when you decide to kind of, you know, keep quiet actually, you know, like before they were not available, you know, they before, like as long as I'm engaged outside, you know, it's always, you know, I should eat mango, you know, then if I have eaten mango, then I should eat apple. You know, something like, there is something like that, not these good kind of, you know, advices. But as soon as I try to be within, really these good advices come from the mind. So he's saying really not to listen to them, otherwise, like you will break the momentum of going within and kind of like you will be watering growing divinity from this not good water. Chinta nichay krani na anandaye dhanani me samprasut kalatran guhanya yu grap da miv. N. And sometime you really have to give yourself to be off from growing wealth, you know, kind of, you know, saying like certainly when you are killing your time, you know, when you are really connecting yourself, certainly like you will feel that you are off from growing wealth, you know, like you really cannot do what you supposed to do. So knowing that that's how these like secrets are found, you know, knowing that I really have to give time to myself and find the secrets of life being within me. Pravritta prodyukta disi disi viveka harane rase saktastesam ka ev vidudah prunjay subhata. And he's saying, in many, many, from many, many directions, these reasonable good thinkings will try to help you so that you are off the path, you know, off the way, and really try to engage you in different kind of juices, you know, so that you are not looking inward but outward. So he's saying to Ram, you know, Ram, you really have to see this, you really have to somehow acknowledge and let go of this and really be calm and be with you, and then certainly like a, you know, the power of these tendencies will get low and will not, you know, certainly they will kind of whisper, you know, they will speak, but you will not come out. So saying like, certainly, Ram, you just get ready to somehow ignore them for a while and really contact your inner realm so that you can take away air from the outgoing tendencies. Like, this is a way to deal with outgoing tendencies. So he's kind of like stops here. So I, yeah, please, Leni ji.
It seems like you've been talking now for, the gist has been saying to me, okay, so you go inward, and then you said at one time, find the secrets of life. You said another time, get to know yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, certainly.
But then he doesn't really give a real method or a real thing to do or to say. I think maybe he said listen or something.
No, like he, yeah, yeah, like he was saying, like, you know, like generally, like we are so engaged in outgoing tendencies, so we never have chance to contact our heart. So he was saying, like, you know, really kind of like, you know, coming back, you might have a chance to contact your heart, like, you know, in that way, like, you know, you can make a like very small hole to really contact your heart.
To see what
Yeah, to really know, you know.
To see my heart, to
yeah.
My heart. I'm not really sure exactly what that means.
Yeah. You know, like generally, like, you know, like generally, like what we kind of like a, you know, like we have this way of being motivated. Like, you know, like the way, like if we look our life, you know, like since very childhood, we are motivated. Kind of, you know, like, you know, we are born and then, you know, told that your family is great. You know, you have to sacrifice for your family. So, like, this motivation. And then I never have a chance to check with my heart, you know, if I really want that, if I really want to buy that, kind of like somehow I buy that without my acknowledging, you know, without acknowledging. Like somehow, like if we look life, life is being motivated by, and being motivated by people who don't know life, actually. Like, you know, this is the difficulty, you know, like if we are being motivated by people who know the life, you know, it's really good. But somehow we are being motivated by the people who really have no idea about life. And then we are not given chance to check with me, you know, if I really want that. And so we buy like many, many products from the world. And then kind of like somehow find ourselves that, you know, life is about all these products. So kind of like he's saying, like, really also check, you know, if you really like that product or not. Kind of this is what, you know, he's saying. Like generally, you know, like, you know, somewhere we, when we stand and look back, like, you know, people who have done that, they say that, you know, I really have not lived a moment from me, you know. I really have lived being motivated from, you know, so many people. So somehow, kind of like he's asking us really to check if I also want that product or not. Like somehow.
Are asking those questions, and sometimes they can go for professional help in determining what it is that I really want. Or that I really see is important. Because it is quite a difficult task.
Certainly.
To sort that out.
It's very difficult, you know. Kind of like when we go for professional help. Generally, what is, you know, like, kind of if I'm professional, you know, and you come to me, so, you know, you are doubting about this book, so I'll say, Leniji, maybe, you know, this is so clean, you know. You know, buy this, kind of not say buy, you know, I will just put, you know, and your eyes will go a little, kind of like, I will see that, you really like it, you know, and then I will put, like, little more color in here. Like, generally, professional help is like that. Like to provide you something different where you are doubtful. Like when you are doubtful, then you will come to me. You know? So you are doubtful about Yog Vasishtha. So I know that you are doubtful. That's why you have come to me. So then certainly, you know, I will like to sell something else because I also don't know, you know. I have not found out about me. What I like. So, but, you know, I of course open a shop, you know. So, certainly, you know, I have to do that. So, generally, like. Like, life is like, you know, that way, you know, like, it's so unique. Like it's really kind of like your heart will only know what is appropriate for you. Certainly, yeah.
Know our heart and yeah. Know what our heart yeah. is. I mean, we are in some ways.
Yeah.
But I don't think deeply.
Yeah, deeply we are not, like somehow kind of like a, you know, somehow we are like we are kind of showing, you know, our children that I really know, you know. Like when I tell my child, you have to do this, kind of, instead of giving freedom, like a, then as if I know, kind of, generally, you know, I really don't accept that I don't know. Like that is a big mistake of humanity, that I really say that I know without knowing, and then this kind of keeps on, like we, you know, the mist, you know, is keeps on going bigger and bigger. Like somewhere we have to start saying, you know, look, I really don't know. You know, I'm also figuring out, you also figure out. And, you know, if something comes, you know, let's kind of, you know, let's share it. Like somewhere, like this, I think, this false belief which we have, that I know, somewhere we have to really let go of that, you know, in order to find a kind of more connected way of life. Yeah, you know, I think it, when we get older, you know, it changes, you know, because it's, there is not much we can do. Like, we know that now I cannot, you know, like, I used to walk 10 kilometers, you know, it's difficult. You know, like, we really know that, you know, so then certainly we change. But, like, we have to change before that, you know, in our young age.
You used the phrase there, like this process of looking in, introspection, in touching the heart feelings, to find the secrets of life. Was the idea then a secret that you find, like the secret, a deeper meaning?
Deeper meaning, yeah.
So you find something positive.
Positive, yeah.
At a deeper level, the sorrow will diminish.
Yeah.
The suffering will diminish.
Yeah.
Because on the way, if I may speak as one of these professionals, trying to sell something.
No, I'm that speaking.
You're talking about all the others, not
yeah.
me.
Yeah, except you. I'm talking except you others. Yeah.
No, but because on the way,
there is like...
The process of introspection implies that you have to find out what is, you know, a pain that you maybe weren't aware of.
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
So, on the way, things might get worse before they get better.
Yeah, certainly, you know, like it could, and then maybe help is like very needed, you know.
But he meant by the secrets of life, he meant like the
Very, very deep, you know, positive things, you know.
Thank
not,
you.
Yeah, yeah.